If you run a company and you are even working for a company, the success of that company depends a lot on how seamless its operations can be. Now, not every company is perfect. In fact, there are a lot of companies who aren't very perfect, and gaps tend to form in an organization, and if those gaps are the wrong gaps, they can actually destroy your organization. And that's what Ron Luttka calls black holes. Black holes in your organization where, whether management knows it or not, there are all kinds of undesirable activities going on, or maybe a lack of desirable ones, which destroy organizations. Now, what those are, well, we're going to find out with Ron Luttka today, the author of Black Holes in Organizations and the Internal Destruction of Organizations is what we're talking about, and its effect on you, the member of that organization. Good morning, Ron.
And John.
Nice to have you with us.
Great. Glad to be aboard.
Now, you've been a chief executive or a senior corporate executive for 30 years, so you pretty much know what of you speak here. What is a black hole, or an example or two of a black hole in an organization, and how can it escape the view of management?
Well, essentially, black holes are the failure of simple yet essential basic activities that are below the level of business processes, and they harm organizations actually to the point the survival is threatened, even though we're talking about something that's very microscopic in many cases. Now, management has trouble thinking below the level of business processes, and for good reasons, because they're trying to leverage their time and their abilities. So this layer below business processes does not get proper attention. And over time, many, many breaks and disconnects and failures and drop balls stack up, and to the point that it bankrupts companies.
Now, that's not good, because if a company is going to go down, the management should be some of the first to know about some of these black holes that form. It is not common to have just one or two items bring down a company then. It's a combination of things.
Definitely, and too often cash flow gets the blame, when in reality it's an accumulation of many black hole creating items over time that piece by piece, inch by inch, destroy the company, make the company customers unhappy, make the suppliers unhappy, make the employees uncomfortable, and they start to leave over time. And then eventually these failures start to show up on the financial statements and operating reports and elsewhere. But at the beginning, it is definitely not visible. That's true.
Now, you would normally kind of blame middle managers and lower-level managers for this.
Yes, they bear a fair bit of the burden in this. It really permeates the organization, the whole concept of how could something so small be so destructive.
Yeah.
Therefore, it does not get looked at by anybody.
Right. And you claim in the book, actually, that the biggest problems that upper management has is considering some of these potential troubles to be too petty, as you put it.
Exactly. Again, management would rather, and for good reason, you understand why they would rather think about a merger or implement a new computer program or buy the latest technology for their plant. And,
right.
And that's all required. That's all necessary. But also part of their area of responsibility becomes the organizational functionality. Now, it's nice to have ideas, but too often management cannot implement their ideas because the organization is too broken to be able to execute. And that's why I'm trying to push management down, at least spend part of their time much further down the organization as far as the level of activities go, so they're working properly, so everything that sits on top of it works properly.
Now, companies, Ron, have been working for two decades now almost, and certainly one decade, most companies anyway, on getting to be more efficient with less layer of middle management and putting the upper management more in touch with the lower levels. And this should be helping the problem. I wonder if it is or it isn't, because the upshot of it is that people in companies are under a lot more stress because there are just fewer of them to do the same amount of work or more work and all of this. And I wonder if the whole lean, mean machine concept is kind of a wash between getting leaner and getting more stressed out and making more mistakes.
Well, it's important to be lean, definitely, but at the same time, it's one thing to say it and the other thing to do it. And now many people with good intentions try to make the organization lean by doing some of the things we mentioned, by computerizing and doing these changes to the business processes, which is all very well and good. Then they back away from it. And over time, execution does not take place. I mean, a simple example would be some company implements a quality deviation form in a plant so that when any deviations from quality occurs, anyone on the plant floor who sees it, is a formal process to feed it to the quality control department to address it, re-engineer it, and stop it from happening again.
Yeah.
Fine, companies implement it, but 2-3 years later, nobody's using it. All that work went down the drain. All that money went to waste.